Blog Talk Radio.
Faggot ass niggas. Hey yo, fuck word the mother. Yo, they had Young Malcolm silence too long, baby. They can't fucking hold me down, nigga. What the fuck these niggas thought? It's the INC, nigga. It's murder. MIB, nigga. Murder Inc. Bosses, motherfuckers. Ja Rule. Hey yo, fuck. Turn this shit up in my motherfucking head first. Turn me up, nigga. Fuck these faggots. It's real, nigga.
What an intro.
Fuck you, loose gang, you faggot.
Yeah.
Feminine, I'm a
murder egg, nigga.
How many niggas hold their heat like roll? Side on barrel and mouth to blow your head out to the south. And the little J get the air in your out. And if there's any change left, I toss you on down to the west and let the road ride. Yeah, love is what you crave, so in your grave, it's gon' read, hell out 50, who snitched on many, the half a dollar that nickel and dimes and died like Penny, and murder ankles in the deepest condolences and sympathies, the aftermath is shady, in the scope and Jimmy, I've been, you know your team, they really some peons, getting peed on and leaned on, I'm talking about faggot ass gay Dre Young, and she told me all about how you used to take transvestites home and occasionally wear thongs. No wonder feminine be cross-dressing in pumps and tight little dresses. My pumps, they leave big messes. And I know the truth hurts when I bust reckless. Better love the sex. Is that a woman or a man? I really don't care to stand. But 50, you gon' get shot again by the M-U-R-E-D-R-H. I'm the rapper that sings, tote guns and blings. And these feds can't discuss them. Cause Lighty's violating us using his pop muscle. Crying bitch to rustle like, that's shooting. Ah, Chris, you shook it. I bust rhyming the same old hook like that shooting. I'm shooting to land. I'd have put you in the car in the van like my nigga Jay. Why? The ganja van, we should be the getaway car. When I clap at your rod and end with the do-rag off, you're never gonna have waves. You'll never know black pain, but you can become the first white rapper slain. Just get your money, man. The ink is running thing. Hide out with loose chains. And you, nigga, I'ma send you to mommy. Restrict orders from God to hide the body. And drag your day coming too, cause I got a team of misfits. Squat and handle their business, cause I'm shooting at all y'all niggas. That little mo, just one of them bitches that ain't had a hot song in how long? Never. You're better off with a dick in your mouth. Shut up. Damn, you claim your mother's a crackhead and Kim is a known slut. So what's Haley gonna be when she grows up?
Murder.
Y'all know what it is.
Murder.
Y'all know what it be.
Murder.
Damn, Ja going after everybody. That's just evident. 50.
Damn.
Dude, Busta Rhymes under the fucking bus.
Your mother's a crackhead, Kim's a known slut, so what's Haley going to be when she grows up?
Yeah, that's actually pretty good, I'd say, as far
that's
as
probably the this. Best. That's probably the only good line, the only good line I really like.
Yeah, they got Bus rhyming the same old hook. Like, why do you have to throw Bus some rhymes under the fucking bus? I don't know. Kill Dre, and he's everything. Anyway,
yeah,
if you guys don't know, we got James, Buck, Smiley, Ja Rule. Shouted him out a couple times there. Yo, Buck, turn me up in the headphones. I needed an expert to tell me if these disses are any good. But there's no denying this one.
It's the one!
No apologies. This ain't a disclaimer. I'm the king of legend, the first Hall of Famer. Make a diss track? I know you with that. Now,
is that gunshot really fucking loud in your ear?
Damn. That was the best one ever.
I gotta turn this shit
it's
down.
The one.
No apologies. This ain't a disclaimer. I'm the king of legend, the first Hall of Famer. Making this track, I know you with that. Now everybody get ready for the kickback. Why you hurt? Why you mad? Now you look bad. Like a roach just crawled out of your book bag. In a pack clash, you lack class. Go to bed with no supper, cause you gotta suffer the backlash. The top five is cap. You the piss just on the floor in the elevator of rap. Why you ducking on the game when you shit on my name? Why they put Pee Wee Herman in the Hall of Fame? I would give you a pound, but I break your hand. I got a lawyer so white, he will take your land. Yo, check your man, come and look at your friend. Cause I think that Eminem is popping pills again. We call him Pill Clinton or either Pill Gates. What pills did homie take to make him hate the great? Think you are, but you ain't, still you made a mistake. Hit a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'ma get give your fans one more chance to go online and re-energize that bromance. After that, say your last goodbye. Cover four, put Matthew's lights out. I'm turning off the fucking Wi-Fi. Another little kid, don't hate the great. More white chalk, more yellow tape. Who that, who that? Belly Bell.
Who that, who that? Man, Melly Mel had the best one.
Yeah, no one's going to be able to follow that.
Yeah, that was fucking, that was pretty bad. That was pretty
anyone
bad.
Ever call you? Anyone ever call you the piss on the floor in the elevator of rap?
What the fuck? I don't think I've ever had to deal with that.
I mean, a fucking roach crawling out of a book bag. That's fucking embarrassing. I know that shit happens.
Yeah. You don't want to be a roach in a book bag.
Everyone listening to whatever album Eminem drops next, listen carefully for a reference about a roach in a book bag. Another recent diss, though, I think we might, this might actually be good.
Rock and roll was a black thing until Elvis came and made it different. You can't self-sustain, you too selfish, wait and listen. You keep saying my name, you put yourself in this position. This is what happens when the Celtics play the Pistons.
This is Benzino, everybody. You might not recognize his voice like you would a Ja Rule.
Clout chase Benzino and coin the ray. You still in your annoying phase.
Wow.
Hey, what do you call it when the man that stand is a stand? Help me coin the phrase. I am the culture. You don't even be around. You don't even come outside. You don't even see a town. I swear Bezos said the M don't be showing the city love. Why you ain't got no words for him, huh? He in your city, bro. I wonder why you want to see. Just say something, please. Could it be possibly that you ain't really from them streets? I was born and raised in my city. You should have come for me. I don't know where you from. Let's say Missouri loves company. I'm probably more Detroit than you because these real niggas know me. I was with YBI in 86. Yeah, that's my OG. Four Corners, Columbia Point. My young boys had the Mosey's on Dexter with the bomb boys close to me. Okay, you found 50 and you put on five Detroit niggas. Rest in peace to the best ones. The rest of them sound iffy. So let's go down your stable. Gun left your label. Benny left your label. Khan left your label. Royce left your label. Joe Button left your label. Ortiz left your label. No crooked eye couldn't save you. Yellow Wolf and out there flopping. And where the hell Cash is at though? Heard from only twice and not a word from that quote. With all them false lines that you pitched them, Shady Records sound like less of a name and more like a description. Chain here, a feature there, a side of that, what did he do? And why does Cat don't get the type criticism that did he do? Huh? Y'all see what all this corny rap shit do to you? Since you so hip-hop, then you should've went to Nipsey funeral. If you support 50, then why you ain't go to Smoke funeral? And now you spittin' gum bars, boy, I really don't sue you. Talk about
I don't know, when you're worldwide famous like Eminem, people get mad at him about having security. Like, should he not have security?
Right. I mean, most people that are famous do, you know?
Why didn't you go to his funeral? Why didn't you go to Walmart? Why didn't you fucking...
I mean, I kind of agree with you, man. Like, that's 50. Wasn't that 50s dude? Like, Pop Smoke?
Oh, okay, you know, yeah.
Like, I kind of agree with him. Why wasn't he there, like, supporting 50's guy? You know what I mean? That's 50's guy. I mean, maybe it's because it's not his guy. You know what I mean? I don't know. But
Did 50 go to the funeral?
I think so. I think lots of people was at Pop's funeral. I'm pretty sure 50
was
there.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive. I think I seen some stuff about it. But,
Nipsey, they had a whole big fucking arena full of people.
Another one of my favorite ones is Malcolm X by Royce da 5'9", man. He really went into the whole D12 team, you know what I mean?
That's where he told Bizarre he'll be waiting outside with a cheeseburger to lure him outside.
Yes, yes. That's one of my favorite ones. It's pretty damn funny. And the Benzino disc we just listened to, it gets really nasty farther into the song with him, you know what I mean? He says some real shit, like, about who Eminem battles and the fights he picks, you know what I mean, with mostly pop stars and stuff. I mean, like, that, I think that, I think the Benzino one's probably the best one, even though I don't, you know, most people, well, we all know he didn't write it by himself, but yeah. I think that's probably the best one.
I think the mighty one they call Whitey might have to disagree with you.
What? Did I hurt your feelings? I'm supposed to be scared now, right? Yo, I'd like to dedicate this record right here to Mr. Marshall Mathers' mother. Yeah, here's one from your mom's. Here come the mighty, one they call Whitey. All you sons of Whitey are all dick riders. So won't that bitch Slim Shady please act up? Get smacked up, get your eyes blacked up. With your candy ass name, you're a candy ass rapper. I'll smack you up, shut you off like the clapper. Whoever said you was raw, son, they lied. I know that shit I spit on dilated hurt your pride. Screaming on a record how you wish I died. But you don't wanna see me on this physical side. You just a fake tough guy, trying to act hard. But won't walk a lobby without your bodyguard. You ain't pulling my card, you ain't riding the train. Back in the day, kids like you got robbed for they chain. Step to me like a man with the hands get flame. Matter of fact, when you see me, bitch, give me some brain. Yo, it's like that. We can fight, Jack. Let's put the mics down. You'll catch a beat down. I get love in New York, got fam in L.A. And I heard you might be the MC that's gay. With your platinum blow Caesar, you look like a hoe. Like Eminem stand for Marilyn Monroe. Talking about killing threes, you ain't like that, yo. Making lots of enemies, but that's all for show. You punk ecstasy junkie, you waste the skills. Stop riding my tails, stay high on pills. So I hope you OD, don't be playing with me. Little bitch, need to watch what you saying to me. Talking shit for shock value, boy, you ain't real. Turn hard the day Dre gave you a record deal. You went and sold your soul for some mass appeal. Serving up that hors d'oeuvre, kid, now eat this meal. Instead of worrying about who you should be dissing, need to worry about who your wifey been kissing. Or if you go to prison while you doing your bed, I'll look in on your lady and do things for your kid. Make her write you lots of letters about the things that we did. Send you pictures of me chilling all up in your crib. And that shit about Swan Tech, that was a fib. First time you met me, I showed you love in D.C. But you were scared like a pussy with your eyes on the floor. While your crew showed me love outside the front door. Talking about, yo, what's up, ain't you Whitey Ford? I love that song, What It's Like, and jam, praise the Lord. I don't do
That did not happen.
He came back with Quitter and fucking murdered him with that. Eminem, like, yeah, really destroyed him with Quitter, man. Pretty bad. And yeah, that I didn't really like. I mean, a lot of people kind of liked the Whitey Ford one, but when I first heard it back in the day, I wasn't too, you know, I wasn't too impressed with it.
Well, listening to it earlier, I didn't know if he wanted to fight or fuck. Like, there's a lot of stuff in there. Questionable lyrics.
Right. He called him gay. What did he say? He said, suck his dick.
Yeah, give me some brain.
What the fuck?
He called him Marilyn Monroe. Like, his mind was in a couple different places on that.
Right.
Another old one on here. Here come the mighty. Oh, God. Not
yeah,
so mighty of... anymore, I guess. Another old one here. What song did Cannabis diss Eminem on? There's a bunch of them, like, but it's hard to narrow it down, kind of. This one's, like, a little more obvious because of what he does, but listening to it now, like, 20 years later, I'm not so sure, like, how to feel about
I don't even
know. What up, M? It's your biggest fan. It's not even necessary to introduce who I am by now, cause we're good friends. Remember the letter I wrote before it lands on Up in Smoke? That's the day I was gonna cut your throat. I guess my watch is broke, cause by the time I woke, I see my watch was 12 hours late and I missed the show. But nonetheless, I'm glad that I finally reached you. Ever since the accident, I've been dying to speak. speak to you, to tell you things have changed, and I'm a different man, a different level of understanding, I'm a different stand, things are a lot better, I promise I won't harass you with any letters, saying shit like we should be together, I meant we should start a group, the industry's full of homosexuals, Slim, but I don't wanna fuck you, I got a new attitude, really I ain't mad at you, I just wanted you to recognize that I got talent too.
What the hell was that? What was that?
It, cannabis, it's called You Didn't Care. He's like doing a little parody of Stan.
I heard that one. I don't think I heard that one. That didn't even sound like cannabis to me for some reason.
Let's listen to a little bit.
I'm talented, I don't mean battle, kid. I mean storytelling, kind of like how your album is. I've been attending counseling and taking medicine. They did some tests on me at NIH in Maryland. They showed me techniques to help me deal with pressure whenever I remember that crazy night when I was being reckless. Driving with a death wish. On the bridge, I crashed into a Lexus right before I finished that last sentence. I was listening to Exhibit's album, Restless. The next thing I knew, I was underwater and breathless. I was unconscious for a second, literally dying to go to heaven till some fellas came up.
I guess I like that beat though, man.
That beat was hot.
I'm not sure where the diss is, though, you know?
I don't know.
Eminem's
I don't
weird,
know. He said a couple. I know he's got a couple little shots at him and some of the shit. I've heard a couple. It's been so long since I've heard cannabis and stuff, man. I don't like if this is to him. It's been so long. I don't even remember what songs they was on.
That's
how relevant they are.
Like after his first two albums, I guess I just checked out. I liked the first two albums, and I just didn't keep listening for some reason. I don't know. Maybe I was a victim of the machine and how he wasn't promoted ever anywhere, you know? I don't know.
Right. I don't know. I went back and tried to listen to some of his stuff, and I can't get into it, you know what I mean? I ain't saying he ain't good and stuff, but I just can't get into it, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a reason why some people are at Eminem's level, and then others kind of fell by the wayside as time went on. But, I mean, you know, Eminem just passed 2 billion streams on two different songs from 2002, but that doesn't matter because no one listens to him in their car, you see. So
someone has to. Someone's got to listen to him in their car.
I mean,
I'm nobody, but I do sometimes, you know. My kids, 7 and 8, they heard that Godzilla. It's all over the internet. And once they heard that, they started listening to his other stuff. And I got to tell them, like, bro, I'm like, hey, I mean, I love Eminem too, but, you know, play something else. You know what I mean? Play something else. They've been playing My Name Is and stuff like that. You know what I mean? They shouldn't be really listening to it, but, you know. And they really like Without Me and stuff like that. My daughter's one of her favorite songs is Mockingbird. She sings the whole thing, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's just weird that my kids listen to him like that.
Yeah, he's that's crazy how he's been in like a couple generations now, I guess. My Name Is. I have the song My Name Is, actually. So.
These stupid earthlings cannot even get along with each other.
Eminem, huh? You want to diss us? You want to diss Insane Clown Posse and Twisted? Well, here goes a remix from us to you. This is the truth about Slim Anus.
Hi, my name is... Hi, my name is Slim Anus.
Of your ass.
My name is
the Butt Sniffer.
Hi kids, do you like anus? I let Dr. Dre fill on my butt for a chance to be famous.
Uh-huh.
Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did?
Yeah.
Try Sid, get your butt pumped out like I did.
No.
My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out
which Backstreet Boy I wanna impregnate.
Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a cutie.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you a deal, let me up in that booty.
Okay.
Well...
They's clowning. They got that other one too, man. I kind of like the other one they got. It's
Please don't hate me, but I've been fucking her mamas lately. That one was pretty funny, man. I fuck with that one.
I like how they did the Dre's voice.
The lead window. My anus. Oh, my anus. What?
You a cutie. I'll give you a deal. You let me up in that booty.
Before we continue, I need to ask you, because I saw a video a couple of weeks ago about Texas, a trash-ass Texas. Like,
yeah,
just what was going on?
Man, I went down there. I've been down there a couple months working. I was working for this place, installing these systems. You know, you ever go to the grocery store and your cart lock up once you go too far or something?
Probably not.
Well, they're building these things. People stealing carts. It's a problem. You know, people, you know, bums are stealing carts. It's a real problem.
I would never take a shopping cart and put it in my apartment.
Right.
I actually did.
But you know, you see motherfuckers pushing shopping carts down the street like drug addicts. Well, a lot of people are taking these carts and they're calling. They're installing systems. You know, you cut around the grocery store and you put a wire down and you around the whole outside of it. You know, and then you hook it up to this box on the inside. But once you take the cart so far, it's got this wheel. You put these wheels on it, it locks up. But I was down there installing these security systems, and I don't know what's up. I mean, Columbus don't smell great. Don't get me wrong, especially Frank Road, but, you know, it goes away sometimes, you know. But I was down there, and every place I went to, like, the whole fucking state smelled like sewage and ass, you know what I mean? That's the first thing. Every bathroom or, like, gas station I walked into, it just stunk. I don't know what the fucking deal was. It was just weird. So, and then we was at a couple places. We just had a couple of places, and then listen, like, they would clean this. They would clean the parking lot at nighttime, and it'd be, you know, spotless. And then by the end of the day, I'm talking about, like, we dig like a trench. By the end of the day, this motherfucker would be full of trash, man. I mean, it's so full of trash. It's like, what the hell are they doing? Like, it's like almost like they're coming out of the grocery store, taking their shit out the carts and throwing their bags. You know what I mean? On the ground. And, like, it was just madness. Like, you know, our kids.
Yeah, that's the video.
Our kids,
it looks like a fucking landfill, bags flying around in the air everywhere, just shit everywhere.
Yes, it's insane. And, you know, like, our kids got to, you know, grow up in the world and shit. Their grandkids, your grandbabies got to grow up and stuff, you know. You clean up your fucking trash, man. You know what I mean? Put your trash in the trash can. Shit.
Oh, God damn. Well, you know, there's hoarders, you know. They're all a bunch of fucking hoarders. They ain't gonna clean them.
Motherfuckers is dirty. It's like, shit, man. I mean, there was You've seen it. It was insane, bro. It was like you said, it was like a landfill by the end of the night.
It's crazy. I'll post a video on the social media along with one of our clips just so people understand.
Right.
As far as songs, dissing Marshall Mathers, if you had to diss him, if you had to write a song, what would you do?
That's a simple answer to this question, and I just wouldn't. I just wouldn't.
Yo, I'm sick of all these fucking Eminem comparisons. It's embarrassing. I'm a terrorist and too arrogant to ever be categorized. My lyrics are perilous. Emeritus to writing rhymes in spite of my heritage. I shit on every human on earth. The Illuminati illusion is infusing my worth. Confusion from birth, they must have switched infants at the nursery. Cause ever since then the government's been trying to murder me. Cause I am vertically, verbally so phenomenal. Personally a person of interest, am I a domino? Is irresponsible for the message that I'm delivering? Cause me and Eminem have been targeted, but I'm different. He's a comedian, disobedient to the knowledge. I'm a premium Prometheus, vision lyrically polished. A medium speaking to dead artists from within. The Ouija board conjuring up spirits for me to pin, huh? I'm not Marshall Mathers, Slim Shady or Eminem. But this white boy can pin all of my methods and passion. Come from within, locked in madness, I craft this one again. I'm not Marshall Mathers, Slim Shady or Eminem. But this white boy.
Okay, so maybe not a diss, just saying that the differences between him and Eminem.
Right, I mean, like, he actually, that first verse was, I mean, he went in, kind of, you know, I mean, not, like, it wasn't dissing, but he still went in, you know what I mean, as far as, like, spitting. I'm gonna, he was spitting on that, but that hook, I don't know about that hook, man. He could have came a little bit better on that hook, that's all.
Yeah, he's a Mike Bison as far as spitting. That's kind of like the thing. Yeah, that's what Whitey. No one Whitey Ford. It's Benzino. What the fuck? I'm all fucked up. Benzino was talking about everyone that left Eminem's label, and he said Joe Budden left the label, but Joe Budden really was released of his duties, I think.
Yeah.
But he did point out how the game kind of rapped like Eminem did, and he was like, I didn't like it when Eminem rapped like that, so why are you rapping like that on your song?
Right. I mean, it's true, because I really feel like that if the game would have spit that shit instead of try to sound like Eminem, it would have been 10 times better, you know what I mean? And I really feel like it would probably been good, you know what I mean? But him trying to sound like that on purpose, it's not like he, you know, he did it on purpose, of course, but him trying to sound like that, I just wasn't feeling it, you know what I mean?
I felt like it was just a warm-up, 11 minutes, but I feel like it was a warm-up, because we know what Game has done in the past. He puts out whole mixtapes dissing people, you know, so this was like nothing to him. So that's kind of what I saw it as, like Eminem will respond, and then we'll get that song where he's really dissing.
Probably. He's probably like, you're probably right. That sounds about right.
Hey, Grandma. Yeah, I'm still out making my Uber runs. I'll be home soon. I just got one more pickup, kind of close to 8 Mile. Okay. Love you, too.
Much later into the song, like 8 minutes in, to where he really starts talking about
shit. Ask Dre, all I got is my word, my dick and my Mac 10. One thing you can never have is my motherfucking black skin. This ain't no suit that I wore. This ain't a mansion of hanging black. This ain't no stupid award. So, he goes platinum and I'm on the map with him. He got all the blackest rings. He wants to be African. Me, left for dead on the doctor's advocate. Dre never executive produced it, I just imagined it. Oh, here goes the magic trick. Candy shops and the magic stick. D'Angelo baby got in shape to whip your ass again. You depressed, you just masking it. You pop an Adderall, a Vicodin, and an aspirin. But the math wasn't mastering it. So pass me the torch, cause the torture in my mind with the voice that defy rhymes will force the blind eye to see that I was in the white Rolls Royce with 5'9"s when you was pretending to be the white Royce, the 5'9". I just crossed the fine line. Mike just forced the white guy to call call D12 so he can be the pork that grinds swine. And the biggest rap in Detroit, that award is Sean Don. So uncork the Chardonnay and stick my fork in white wine. I never heard you in a club, I never heard you in a bar. 11 albums and 10 never got play inside of my car.
Oh shit, there it is.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if he would have just spit that shit like the game, I feel like it would have been, I mean, because what he's saying is not bad at all. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty fucking devastating, you know what I mean? But
yeah, the D'Angelo Bailey reference to the infamous bully from Eminem's childhood.
Yes. But when him doing that, I just couldn't feel it. I listened to it once. I tried to listen to it again. I'm like, man, no, you know.
No, I enjoyed it, but I like it. Yeah, that's our main event. I enjoy Game, everything he does. He could say, I'm opening up the refrigerator. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, do it. Open that fucking refrigerator. You know, I'm with everything. But, that's kind of what I say for last, because this is the one song I feel like the most people said he actually won. Like, because Eminem responded with Killshot, and most people were like, Rap Double was probably better. I mean, Eminem fans will say, well, fuck no, Killshot killed MGK. Look at him. You know, he's making punk rock albums now. And we just saw his tattoo as well just before the show.
Oh, my God, what the fuck was that?
I guess he said it's for religious reasons. Yeah, it's hard and feathered, MGK.
What the fuck is that shit?
Yeah, this is what happens when Eminem disses you.
Nah, man. I really liked on the Kamikaze when, you know, well, I don't know if you've heard it, but that song No Reason with Tech N9ne. MGK has got that song No Reason with Tech N9ne. And that's what really, you know, him saying him that song with MGK and Tech N9ne and him talking about his daughter, obviously, but that was like what started everything. And then, you know, and then he spit that little shit, you know, on my favorite rapper, since my favorite rapper, Bammy from Shade 45 on a freestyle. Then MGK made that song called No Reason with Tech N9ne. And he straight dissing Eminem on that. And that's what I really feel like caused Eminem to respond with that Kamikaze. What was it? Not Alike. Now, I really like that.
Yeah.
I really thought he destroyed him on Not Alike. You know, and then, you know, since he made that song Not Alike, MGK is like, yeah, and he made Rap Devil, which was, you know, it's a good song. You know what I mean? It's not a bad song at all. It's a good song to listen to and shit. It's not bad at all. It's, like you said, most people think that he won. I don't think he won in the end. I don't think he won in the beginning, but he definitely kind of held his own. You know what I mean? So I'm going to give it to the boy on that one. He definitely held his own on that. But
when he came out, I didn't think Eminem was going to respond to it. Like, I didn't think.
Me neither.
I thought he was like, why give this dude any credit or credibility, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to either. I was hoping he would, just like I hope he responds to Benzino. You know what I mean? But good Eminem, dude.
The Kamikaze interview is what it's called, where he sat down with a Sway. It was like, it's on YouTube. I don't know if you watched it back then, but Sway asked him what he thought.
He asked him what he thought about Rap Devil. Yeah,
and he was like, "Well, it's good." Yeah, for him. Yeah, it's good for him.
Yeah,
the whole interview was like cocky Eminem, arrogant ego Eminem. Yeah, it's good for him.
It wasn't bad, but I think Killshot did. You know, he rebutted everything, and he did it in a good way. You know, and he was just being nonchalant about everything, kind of, in a way, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, you know. And I think that he won in the end, for real. And I really think that he won in the beginning, you know. But some people ain't going to agree with me. You know, a lot of people ain't, actually, but.
When the Not Alike came out, MGK actually posted a video of him, like, celebrating it. Like, he was popping a champagne bottle, like, yeah, Eminem dissed me.
I made it.
Oh, fucking, here's some rap devil. The whole thing, too, about rap God, he says, fuck rap God. It's kind of like saying, fuck God.
Oh my God, Ronnie.
Hey, somebody grab him some clippers. His fucking beard is weird. Tough talk from a rapper paying millions for security a year. I think my dad's gone crazy. Yeah, Haley, you right. Dad's always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic. You sober and bored, huh? I know. I'm about to be 46 years old, dog. Talking about, I'ma call up Trick Trick. Man, you sound like a bitch, bitch. Man, I can handle your shit. Mad about something I said in 2012. Took you 6 years and a surprise album just to come with a diss. Homie, we get it. We know that you're the greatest rapper alive. Fucking dweeb, all you do is read the dictionary and stay inside. Fuck rap God, I'm the rap devil. Come a bare face with a black shovel like the Armageddon. When the smoke settle, his body next to this instrumental. I'm saying, I'm sick of them sweatsuits and them corny hats. Let's talk about it. I'm sick of you being rich and you still mad. Let's talk about it. Both of us single dads from the Midwest. We can talk about it. Or we can get gully, I'll size up your body and put some white chalk around it. Let's talk about the fact you actually blackball a rapper that's twice as young as you. Let's call Sway, ask why I can't grow up to shape 45 because of you. Let's ask Interscope how you had Paul Rosenberg trying to shelf me. Still can't cover up the fact your last 4 hours is bad as a selfie. Now tell me, what do you stand for?
What?
I know you can't stand yourself,
bro.
Trying to be the old you so bad you stand yourself. Let's leave all the beef in the 50.
Please.
M, you're pushing 50. Why you claiming I'ma call Puff when you the one that called Diddy?
Facts.
Then you went and called Jimmy.
Facts.
The conference called me in the morning. They told me you mad about a tweet. You wanted me to say sorry. I swear to God I ain't believe him.
Nah.
Please say it ain't so.
No.
The big bad bully of the rap game can't take a fucking joke. Oh, you want some fucking smoke, but not literally, you'll choke. Yeah, I'll acknowledge you're the GOAT, but I'm the gunner, bitch, I got you in the scope. Don't have a heart attack now. Somebody help your mans up.
Help.
Yeah, man, that hook is nice, man. You know, that hook is nice.
It's a good song. But is the problem with it as far as being a diss? Like, Ice Cube wasn't given NWA props on No Vaseline. Like, all these people, like, even Everlast was like, you waste the skills. Like, admitting Eminem has skills on his diss. Jack and all
right.
That. We can fight Jack. But MGK's like, we know you're the GOAT. You know, we know you're fucking the greatest rapper of all time. Like, does that hurt the diss to compliment the person you're dissing so much?
Kind of, a little bit. What I really don't like about the diss is that diss, what I really think that, main reason I think that Eminem won that is because MGK's song don't have, like, a bunch of metaphors or nothing like that. It's just straight, you know, Eminem's got a lot of metaphors. He hits them with way more metaphors than triple and double entrees and shit, you know, and MGK doesn't and never really had that. He just makes good sounding music. You know what I mean? It's like, that to me is the difference, you know, between, that's the reason I feel like M1, because his metaphor is
skill
way better.
Skill levels, what you're saying.
Yeah, and he also, like, I don't know if you've heard Marsh. You probably listened to Marsh, Music to Be Murdered By with Eminem, Marsh.
Yeah.
He said some shit about MGK on there too, and that fucking song, Nat. He's basically calling him a Nat, you know what I mean? That's pretty disrespectful. You know, that's pretty disrespectful. So he's still touching on, you know how he gets. Eminem, he'll bring up some bullshit, like, he still touches on everybody's diss, you know what I mean? Even,
yeah, he seems to hold a grudge.
Right. It's funny.
I got one more song. It's called Dissin' Season, I think. I don't think we ever even heard this. I know I've never played this. For sure, on the show.
Yeah. Another fucked up day, man. God damn, motherfucker got pissed. Shit. Man, motherfuckers just don't know. So I had to address it right here.
Like, the Does this sound familiar? Have you heard this?
I wake up in the morning to another hot day. Blood sugar overdose, ready to blow my ass away. The blood sugar meter's reading 400 to 500, and I'm all nauseated in the pit, still my stomach sweating like a motherfucker, ready to explode. Gotta go piss a liter and drop a shitload. Drinking so much water that I feel like a fish. And every 10 minutes, gotta go take a piss. Pouring out sweat from the hot ass sun. Raw up my ass so I don't dare run. Dehydrated and my stomach's inflated. So much botulence I could own a chain of gas stations. Every single day the shit's just increasing. That's why I call summertime pissing season. I've been pissing all motherfucking weekend. Pissing so much I'm on a dreaming while I'm sleeping. Pissing season got me pissing for a fucking reason. Pissed off or pissed on, I do it more than.
Wait a minute, he's like pissing season. Okay, this isn't dissing season. This is.
What the fuck? I ain't never heard that. I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
What the fuck was that?
Right. That was terrible.
Pissing season.
Yeah. I mean, like, Mariah kind of gave it to him. You know what I'm saying? For real. Mariah kind of gave it to him. And, but yeah, she had Gucci on that remix, and you know everybody's talking about why he didn't diss Gucci back, but diss her. You know what I mean? But if you listen to Forever, he actually, when he's talking about, they've been waiting for Pinocchio to poke his nose back into the game. I was kind of pretty sure that was kind of towards old Gucci. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you were telling me about this right before the show. I had no idea. I had no idea anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a little bit towards Gooch, you know, on Forever, because he did come back, and, like, he was with, like, I don't know, he spit with all the motherfuckers, man. He killed that shit, you know what I mean? Him and Lil Wayne,
maybe,
and
Gucci,
fucking Drake.
Gucci maybe didn't pursue that further because of the whole thing with Jeezy. He's too wrapped up in, like, his attention is on Jeezy, probably, so.
Right. Yeah, that verse with Jeezy was pretty much.
Fucking mortal enemies. Well, shit. After that one, I'm all out of songs here right now. Until more people start dissing them.
Right. You need, like, if you haven't checked
random...
out or heard it, check out that No Reason with Tech9 and MGK. You get a chance if you haven't heard it.
I got a random question here for you. You know how, like, the lead singers of bands are, like, you know, like, everyone knows the lead singer, right? You know, like,
my bad.
What
yeah.
about the fucking, the drummer, you know, the drummer, nobody knows his name. Like, do you consider that guy a celebrity? Like, everyone knows the lead singer is a celebrity. But if you're not Tommy Lee, like, if you're just some random drummer or the guitar player of the band Daughtry, nobody knows who the fuck your name is. Like, is that a celebrity?
I don't know, like, you know, some people, like, it depends on the band, how they promote each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they promote each other right, they can all be celebrities, but if they all focus on, like, the singer, you know what I mean? Or, if, like, they just got, like, a really good singer and the band's okay, you know what I mean? It all depends on, but it's more or less the person that's up front, you know, that's the person that's, And I feel like that's the person people focus on the most, you know. It's like the DJ. Most people don't focus on the DJ. You got a rapper and a DJ. Most people don't focus on the DJ. They focus on the rapper, you know. And the DJ could be the one making them sound pretty damn good or making all the cuts nice and shit. But, it depends on how the band, like, I know, like, you know, I'm not, like, Marilyn Manson, you know what I mean, shit like that. Like, I know a couple of the people in the band because they, like, promoted everybody, kind of. You know, Twiggy Ramirez, fucking Marilyn Manson and shit like that. And they started doing it with, like, you know, like Bone Thugs and Harmony. They was like, you know all of them, but you got some groups where you only know one person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
like the
I
DJ
like it
or
depends
the...
on the group and how they promote the promote each other.
Like, if you could walk up and down the street, Yeah, like if you could walk up and down the street, you know, Will Smith can't do that, but, you know, the drummer from such and such a band or the DJ, like you're saying, that no one knows, even knows their name, wouldn't recognize them, you know, like, is that person a celebrity? That's the question.
I mean, he can be. I mean, it depends. I mean, shit, yeah, I mean, pretty much, you know, it all depends. Like, it depends on if how people look at him, you know. You can become like Dr. Dre, you know what I mean? He's a producer, mixer, you know, and people know him, but you got people that they know him, they know he makes beats, he's famous for that. But you put a rapper behind him, they're going to be like, oh, Dr. Dre made that beat, you know what I mean? But you put, or you got someone that grabs a fucking beat off of YouTube that no one knows, that's famous, and they use that beat. Like, I just heard Cassidy use a beat that we used fucking 5 years ago. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And so I was just like, So I don't
know. That'd
be
weird.
Like, that beat maker ain't famous, or he's not a celebrity. You know what I mean? He's on YouTube, got fucking 100K views on his fucking song. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
On his YouTube channel. He's not famous. It depends. Yes, it depends on
full
the person.
Full disclosure here. This is an argument that I had one late night years ago with a friend of mine named Sydney, was sitting in my garage, and I had this argument like, he is not a fucking celebrity. He can walk up and down the street. No one knows who the fuck he is. And I kicked her out. house having this argument.
Damn, ruthless.
Yeah, not one of my finer moments. Well, yeah, there's not many people I will get my ass up early for and do the show with. You're the first one, actually. So thank you for coming on tonight. I know you got to be up
early. Thanks for having me, boss. It's a good time, man. It's a good time.
It's an arms race, moving at a fast pace, but I don't need a fucking AR-15 to feel safe. People distant, but it's not a competition, cause they're not in the same class to be the opposition. I fly to the west coast, sipping Alizé, always stay at the same hotel that Pac stay, feeling some kind of way. I traded in the pain and frustration for a full cup, don't care what to say. Jamie be doing too much, he's becoming an asshole. Keeping up with how these fucks feel about me's a hassle. Trying to hold me down and put the spike in me, but I'm not gonna be the track. I'm like the bus from Speed, did not even Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves can fucking stop. I need more hours on my clock, I got way too much I wanna do to feel down. You can't fucking hold me back, cause the way I feel now, I'm feeling good like I just cashed a check, and I don't even gotta pay the rent. I'm feeling good like people stressing about the hood life. Fuck all that, we ain't on it like that tonight. Just pour that drink in your cup, that's what you do it for. Smoke something, blaze it up, that's what you do it for. These motherfuckers want a war, I'm just trying to chill. If it comes down to me and you, I ain't getting killed.
Feeling good like tight pussy, but I would fight and like pussy. I smoke good, right, bright, cushy. You too fly for these fucking rookies. You so hood that it's fucking spooky. You couldn't kill me if you fucking shoot me. You ain't mic sick, you playing hooky. You ain't pushing like you really should be. It's a good night to live a good life. I took flight with a bad bitch I looked like. You know I gave it a good pipe, it's something that you should like. Man, I'm feeling too nice, it might be a puke night. My crew's getting too live, I think I'll bring the beat too live. Drink until it spills, dipping down with my skill line. I gotta get twisted while I think there's still time. When I die, I'ma still shine, ain't the real line.
Yeah, I'm feeling good like I just cashed a check, and I don't even gotta pay the rent. I'm feeling good like